This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
The state of our union is strong, and under my leadership and guidance, we will propel this LLC, no, this incorporated corporation into the next half decade with vim and vigor.
Vigor.
And Jake, I think you're fired for even talking before me.
I was just applauding you. I thought that was really good. I was going to get fired.
Rehired
the
then.
End.
Rehired. Really? Rehired. I'll fire Marty or some if, shit.
What's I don't know that? If I want to work here if that's the fucking attitude. I don't
want to alienate you.
Already have.
You did.
Yeah. Because then I'm worried that we won't be as cohesive in the with vim and vigor.
Why? You keep saying vigor. How is it vigor?
I'm saying I.
What is vim?
Vim is like to do something vigorously.
I don't think so. It's redundant. Vigorous and vigor.
Vocab check. What's vim?
I have no idea. To be fair, I thought he was going to say Vimeo.
With Vimeo and vigor.
That's vim and rigor. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first annual Head Academy Gum Awards. It's the Head Goskers. There's podcast audio, there's lackluster, there's why won't you date me? There's all fantasy, everything if I were you, review, no joke. And then there's the best show of them all. Gum Podcast. It won all the awards last year, and there wasn't a show. There wasn't the podcast yet. That came in March. Have you ever had OMS before? Dinner, then breakfast the next day. I'm talking leftovers from OMSby. Oh, podcasting's most important night, Blumenfeld. We've got nominations across several categories. We've got nominations across several categories. Have you guys ever lost a bet that you put all your money into? Yes or no? Just nod your head. Yes or no?
Is this part of the song?
What's that?
Is this like the bridge to the song? Or are
I
we talking?
Did not know it was going to be this long.
I couldn't even hear you.
Just give me a fucking second, right? This is beyond fucked. Not only that it went this long and I didn't have the lyrics prepared.
I can't hear you.
You're talking.
You guys didn't
react
the way
end the song.
No, the song
end
is the
song.
Head Academy Gum Wars. No,
the Oscars like intro music does not go on for this long.
Turns out that question was part of the song. It was the bridge.
Oscars, right? Welcome to the first annual.
Didn't we do this
Head
award?
Academy. We did the Head Gummies.
We did too.
We did the Head Gummy Award.
Oh,
this
Emmys.
Is the Head Goskers.
So.
And it rolls off the tongue.
So are you awesome. In a ponytail? Turn around. I want to see what's going on. Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst. That's the worst reveal I've ever seen of someone twisting their head. It looks like you have like that alien from that movie that jumps out of that person's stomach. It looks like it's crawling out of the back of your head.
Really?
Right. This is fun.
That was jarring.
This is fun. The thing about the Head Gosker Awards is that it's podcasting's biggest night. All right.
Isn't that the iHeart Media Awards?
Streamies. There's like podcast award shows. Is the Head Goskers a movie thing or a podcast thing?
Good question.
You have to like,
good question.
Yeah, you have to dedicate it to a theme. Because the Head Gummies wasn't TV. It was like about the Emmys.
It was about
and
the Head
Goskers,
yeah.
No, it was not. It was not about the Head Goskers.
Well, today's the Head Goskers. Today's podcast.
So does it have to do with movies?
That doesn't answer
podcasting?
The question.
It's podcasting.
Head Gum Awards?
What's that?
Is it podcast? Is it a Head Gum podcast award show?
You think that it's podcast's biggest night. We're aware of that.
We should say that the show is back and better than ever after a four-week audit, Billy.
Yes.
Amir blew up at me at a company-wide meeting 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I was audited. I'm now the best person and host I've ever been. We're moving forward for the cash. I cannot stress enough to you that the only reason that Amir is letting me do the show going forward is that it makes money. I don't get any of the ad money from this show. I'm just paid hourly to host it. So the issue might have to be that it's for money, but the content is the same.
I am not following at all what you're talking about.
I am on another podcast right now.
All right. listen, it's the Head Gum. Wait, so what was the question?
That's what
is
I'm
it
saying.
About movies or about podcasts? What's the award show
it's,
about?
It's podcasts through the lens of the Academy Awards. So it's the Head Academy Gum Awards. Some of you will be going home with a Head Gosker. Others will go home as before, as sullen, sunken-eyed losers with nothing to show for themselves and nothing to look forward to.
Exciting.
All right.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Oh, you know, so Kevin Hart was fired last year from hosting the Oscars for some offensive tweets, which is good news for me because as your host this year, I have a squeaky record.
Yeah, you've mostly been tweeting about Dogecoin.
And Andy. It's not squeaky clean so much as it is just hard on the ears squeaky, so nobody bothers to check it.
Yeah.
I see.
We've got some medium-sized podcasters here tonight. Marika Brownlee is here, which sucks for audio. Amir Blumenfeld, or as he's known to his managers, a courtesy client.
What's the courtesy?
Keeping you on the roster and, you know, so that you can say, oh, yeah, I'm at 3 Arts or whatever.
Kindness.
Yeah, oh, I'm repped by Gurky. You know, it doesn't
right. I don't have a manager, by the way.
Yeah. Well, okay. So they did pull the plug.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you. Joke's on you because you don't have literary representation, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Billy Scafuri is here, which is good news for us because it's not every day you get a staff writer of Top Gear America in the room with you.
Wow. No, it is not. No, it is not.
Marika Brownlee is here, which sucks for audio.
You already said it.
Really?
Yeah. You already said that.
So last time you surprised us with the Head Gummies. No one saw it coming, and you ripped off a robe, and you were wearing a tuxedo. This time you're out the gate. You made it very clear this is the Head Goskers, but no one has any idea what to expect.
That, I guess, mostly.
The Head Goskers! Head Goskers! Goskers!
No one sings over the Oscar song.
Have you ever seen someone sing angry? Because I just did. Jeff is, he didn't move, and he just sang, Head Goskers!
I just wanted to get the,
like in musicals.
I wanted to get that pickup, that ADR, because I feel like I didn't do the outro of the song. Right, the first
go. You can do that after the podcast.
2020 was a big year for podcasting, Billy. We saw not only a pandemic of epic proportions, 500,000 Americans lost to what is essentially a respiratory disease that becomes more and more viral as the months go on. And that's, at this point, it's sort of a race between getting enough people inoculated and, you know, these new variants that keep popping up. We're starting to see actual double mutant variants where more than one strain is entering a host and basically forming an entirely new monster that scientists can't quite keep up with. And yes, you have Moderna's CEO saying, hey, by the fall, we might get that booster shot, which would protect against different variants, because you're talking about just subbing in the new RNA sequence from these variants. These, you know, there's the ones that originated first in South Africa. You have now the dominant strain, which I believe is B117 in the United States, coming in from jolly old England. But it's not much of a joke. It's pretty scary, actually.
Yeah, it is pretty scary. What the fuck are you talking about?
Definitely a big year for podcasts, like you said.
Yeah, what does that have to do with podcasting?
Because people stayed home and they needed audio for their ears. You don't want to constantly be staring at a screen when you could be just listening to someone scream. The issue...
Okay.
What's that?
I said, and okay.
2020 saw Amir Blumenfeld lose even more clout in the podcasting industry. We're talking hemorrhaging money at the network. Mm. What's that?
I didn't say that. That's not true.
Billy Scafuri won an Emmy, which wasn't much of a surprise. And Marika Brownlee.
In 2020?
It was 2019. This would have been 2019.
Might have been 2018.
You don't have to look it up. Billy's telling me he's the sort.
Marika Brownlee played a sax.
Yes.
But perhaps the most important part of 2020 and the podcasting industry, Hollywood at large, was me. I mean, what's that?
You? You? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Because before 2020, and this is what I want Marika to kind of understand, is that I only toyed with the idea of audio.
Of what?
Of audio.
Just audio. You toyed with the idea of audio. What does that even look like? Like one day I'm going to hit record on a device.
Guesting then, on shows. I'd been on No Joke, Just a Tip, If I Were You. But 2020 is where I really came into my own. And I think that the whole landscape changed. The tectonic plates shifted. And now we're due for an earthquake any moment now. And the earthquake might have to be me winning a HeadGummy. Sorry, scratch that. A Gosker.
What part of the Oscars is this?
This is the monologue, the call and response portion of the evening.
You can't even keep up with the name of the show. You're forgetting it mid-show. It's the head Oscars, right?
The Oscars don't have a call and response segment in their show, and you also didn't do a call and response segment with us.
Let me hear you say Gosker, Headcademy, Gum Awards, Gosker.
These are going to be 4 hours.
Got to remind you guys that he has like a beak coming out of the back of his head right now. It's not quite a ponytail. It's like an ice cream cone. It's like an ice cream cone, which is jammed to the back of his head.
Yeah. This is fun. This is a lot of camaraderie and industry folk mingling in the audience. It's like people, if they're watching at home, they get to see their favorite pod celebrities. And it's interesting. It's something I didn't quite take into account when I was outlining.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Let the show begin.
Yeah.
No, let's figure this out for a second.
Figure it out. That's what your whole week should have been. How are you figuring it out now, 11 minutes into the award show? What should happen?
12, yeah. So there's even more of a ticking clock / time bomb. Marika, as someone who works on the other side of things, and we'll cut this out, Ferris, what have you seen in the past year that's made you optimistic or not about the future of the Head Oscars in terms of our ability as HeadGum to take home the most awards?
You know, I thought this question was going somewhere and then I was pretty blindsided. So, but I think it's still unclear to me how we're taking home these awards and what they are. So I really don't feel like I can evaluate our strengths and how that will lend us to getting awards that we're being given by ourselves.
With the first category.
Can't hear you.
The first category is Best Podcast Episode. The nominees: If I Were You, Episode 421, Think
yeah,
Chicken.
All we hear is the song.
Yep.
This is all
right. So do the thing, and then the award, and then the song.
All right, here we go.
These are the same as the HeadGum.
Can you hear me over
the
music now?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll edit this together seamlessly. Okay. The nominees for Best Podcast Episode are: If I Were You, Episode 421, Thick Chicken. No Joke, Episode 76, Table Read. High and Mighty, Episode 279, Cozy. Hey Riddle Riddle, Episode 105, Milk Store.
These are all episodes
Buckets,
that Jeff is on.
Episode 29, NBA Draft Live, and Just a Tip, Forbidden Friendship.
So these are all your episodes that you've guested on throughout the years.
Yeah.
It's not in the last year. Some of those are from like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, the one
Table Read,
from
I think
no
was
joke
from 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's 160 episodes ago. So that's like a good 3.5-4 years.
Okay. What's the timeline for the Headgoskers? Usually it's like a calendar year.
The timeline is we've never done one before, so it's everything up until now in the history of HeadGum.
So it's what about the HeadGummies?
Yeah.
Does that include to be like a cutoff point, or that's just we're just throwing that entire award show
sometimes
away?
I feel like I give you too much credit for like knowing how Hollywood works, Amir. Like,
yeah,
there are things that win Golden Globes and Oscars. There's also two different fucking academies for the TV and the movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these are all for these are all for podcasts. These are all for podcasts.
And it's the same as the head gummies.
It's the same as
the
head gummies.
The head gummies is the Head Gum Foreign Press Association. The Head Academy is the fucking people who vote on the Gum Awards, on the Oscars.
Okay, so who won the best episode?
The winner goes to, or sorry, the head goss, the Gosker goes to... High and Mighty, episode 279, Cozy!
Who are the guests on that?
I was the guest, so I guess I'll give a little speech.
You guess you will. You music. Were the guest. Like, I blindsided you. You were the guest for all of those.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, I obviously loved listening to High and Mighty, you know, growing up. And this was an honor to me, and this feels right to be. The fact that I not only guessed it on this show, but won the Gosker. It's just like, where do I go from here? I'm almost wondering.
Well, doesn't Gabrus get it? Why do you get it? It's his podcast.
That's true. congratulations to Gabrus then.
So you built that whole category in the nominees to give yourself an award, but still didn't win it.
Yeah, it was best podcast episode, not best guest on a podcast. So
that's true.
Yeah. The episode is owned by Gabrus.
Yeah.
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 Gabrus won the award.
Yeah. Way to go, Johnny. Happy for you, bud.
Happy for you, man.
Thrilling.
Yeah. It's kind of like when the producers are awarded the best picture, Oscar.
Producer would be the editor or the assembler, the uploader, not the guest.
No, I'm saying that when movies at the Oscars win Best Picture, that award goes to the producers. It doesn't go to the director.
You're not the producer of High and Mighty, though. So if anything, congrats, Emma, or whoever edited
just the team.
That episode.
Congratulations, Emma. All right. This is already going poorly to me. The nominees for Best Host are... And these should be pretty obvious because these are some of our biggest shows.
This was literally a HeadGummy award. This was literally a HeadGummy award. I won it.
For Bucket. There's best fucking picture at the Golden Globes and at the Oscars. You guys don't understand Hollywood. All right.
The HeadGummies were the Emmys. They weren't the Golden Globes also.
Now I have to start the whole song over.
No. No, you don't.
The nominees for best hosts are... And then you have to kind of wait for that part of the song. Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus, the tentpole hosts of one of our biggest properties, newcomers. Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell, hosts of The Doughboys Show, which is also, I think, our second biggest show. And...
You don't know anything.
Well, me. Jeffrey James, host of the HeadGum Podcast, because it's sort of the titular show.
Not a lot of nominees this year.
Not a lot of nominees. Yeah. It's one of those years where it's like there were clear front runners, and the Headcademy didn't want to give pity noms. You know, we could have given nods to Ian Carmel and the All Fantasy Everything team. We could have given nods to the NADPUD roster, but why? You know, it's like it makes the nomination more important. Shall we open the envelope?
Sure.
Yeah.
And the Gosker goes to Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus, newcomers. Happy for them. I am genuinely happy for them.
Do you guys need like a potty break? You guys seem antsy and mad, so I don't really understand.
I'm on edge. You put me on edge.
All
right.
I'm curious what the next awards will be.
I'm having audio problems.
By the way, that's like pretty par for the course. Jeff is constantly sort of infecting various guests in the episodes with different audio problems themselves, and it's almost like he's contagious or something.
Soured tech. That's true. I actually had to get a typewriter.
You're a virus.
Yeah, computer virus and kind of patient zero to the next endemic.
You're a variant of sorts.
Yeah. All right. So
Jeff, question.
Yeah?
You seemed so pissed when I said your name there. You just like shook me off. I just have a question.
Yeah.
Are the Head Goskers based in Ohio or California?
Are you asking where I am currently?
Well, that's where the awards are, I assume.
There's
a room.
Answer.
I don't know what room that state is in.
It's in a state of disarray, but it is in Los Angeles County.
Hey, welcome home, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Should we move on to Best Supporting Host?
Yes.
Let's do it.
The nominees for Best Supporting Host are Amir Blumenfeld, If I Were You, Amir Blumenfeld, The HeadGum Podcast, and Amir Blumenfeld, Buckets.
Why supporting host?
What's that?
Why supporting host?
Well, oh, so yeah, I should clarify.
Like on this show, I'm just a guest sometimes. And on If I Were You and Buckets, I'm one of the hosts. I'm not like a supporting, like almost like an assistant to the host.
I don't know what to say. I mean, sometimes it's like, where do you draw the line where someone is the lead, you know, the draw, the reason why someone listens to a show. And how do you figure out when they're more supporting, you know, playing a team, a role playing.
So for If I Were You, Jake and I started together. We co-host every episode together. There's been some episodes where he's not on and I am.
I know.
But there's never been an episode without me.
But it sort of feels like when James Corden is sick and like there has to be a celebrity fill-in, you know? You know what I mean? Like If I Were You has always been Jake's IP, to be sure. And even if you own part... What's that?
Your cadence is intellectual, but what you're saying is wrong. So like you look, and if I didn't know English, would think you were saying smart things.
Yes.
But because I know what you're talking about, it's none of it is true.
Who did come up with the If I Were You title though?
Who did come up with If I Were You? I think Jake did.
You know, that's the final nail in the coffin in a way. I think that...
Just give the fucking award out. I'll take it. What is it for? Which one?
Well, you don't know if you're going to win it.
Jeff, are you the supporting host on Review Review?
No, and I'm glad you asked. Review Review has always been egalitarian. It's been a 50-50 split from a financial standpoint, but also from like...
Same as If I Were You.
Well...
Same exact
not
thing.
Not necessarily.
Let's see who wins. Okay. Let's see who wins.
Okay, here we go. And the Goskar goes to... Amir Blumenfeld, Buckets.
Nice.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Congrats, Amir.
Congratulations, Amir. You're going home with a Goskar.
Thank you. That's the second award for Buckets.
Speech.
I think Billy won last year.
That was the
I won the head gummy.
Amir, speech.
It's an honor. You know, it's fun to talk about basketball with Billy and our friends. And, you know, it's cool that
it's time. Sorry, you're being played
off. Appreciated is what I was going to say. But ran out of time, I guess. 3 seconds? You've had like 10 times that amount of time to talk about COVID.
I feel like the order of events that are happening, if I can bring it back to the actual Oscars, is that an award is given and then we immediately almost go to like the backstage conversation, the commentary, and then the speech is happening after that. So like someone's walking back on stage for 3 seconds to give a speech.
It's like the red carpet is infiltrating the show itself or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff is applying eye drops for his chronic dry eye.
So what do you want to hear then? I was going to let you guys figure it out because clearly you're the producers of the Head Goskars now. You want to have some kind of press conference?
I was just making commentary, just color commentary on the event.
Do you want to be a co-host, Marika? Is that what you're asking? Of the Head Goskars ceremony?
I don't.
All right.
Because I don't know how it's going. And I think that's what I'm trying to make clear. Like, I just don't... It's hard to understand with my knowledge of the Oscars how this event works. So I'm just like, I'm kind of almost the audience plant here. Like, I'm their way into understanding.
All right, here we go. The nominees for Best Original Podcast Idea are Dead Eyes, Keeping Records, Doughboys, and All Fantasy Everything. Who do we think it is? Should we place bets on this one? People usually do like an article.
No. I don't place bets.
You cannot play. You cannot host and place bets. You're the only. You're the entire committee.
Yeah.
You I'll know put 20 exactly. On dead eyes.
I'll put 20 on dead eyes.
Whoa.
All right. I'll take the field.
And every Oscar goes to dead eyes.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I will accept on behalf of dead eyes. If you don't mind.
Yes. Speech.
Great podcast. Haven't caught an episode yet. Great idea.
And that's why it
was original. Yeah.
Best very original. Best original. Very great idea.
This is best original idea.
Very original.
Okay. And the nominees for best adapted podcast idea. So these are ideas basically ripped off from other shit. If I were you, an advice podcast, Buckets, a show about basketball at large / nauseam, and no joke, the least topical podcast, self-admittedly.
Good one.
At large / nauseam.
And the Gosker goes to... No joke.
Yes.
The least topical podcast on the internet.
Great.
Speech.
So what did that one rip off? You said it was unoriginal. So what was that based on then?
Damn,
if it's so
Daniel!
No joke is sort of based off of what the fuck with Marc Maron, because you kind of get into...
The hell?
What's that?
The hell was that? Daddy Chill? Did it say Daddy Chill after Damn Daniel?
Daddy Chill.
Who's saying Daddy Chill?
I feel like No Joke is kind of this like interesting hybrid between WTF and honestly,
there
like,
you go again, like NPR. Pontificating about shit. Like, you don't deserve to talk in that way.
I've learned intonations, yeah, and that's part of audio.
Yeah.
Speech.
You,
no
you
joke.
Know what? You're like. Have you ever walked on like a natural river or stream and it's
oh my god,
the
yeah.
bottom is very like algae and mossy and like you keep slipping and stuff and you're like, oh god, what is this like slimy substance at the bottom?
Well, you're it's really the good for slime. Your skin. It's really good for
yeah,
your skin.
Yeah, you're algae at the bottom of like a natural pool. You're
that's actually a good name. Maybe it's a new name
and
for me.
Slimy
algae.
And bad. Bad to the touch.
Hi, I'm Al.
And nobody likes everyone algae. Has to warn people about you.
Yeah.
You Ali are G. an algae man. Yeah.
Ali G.
Should we move on or speech from No Joke winner?
Oh, yeah. Speech.
Big thanks to the committee and to all the other podcasts that were nominated.
Sure. It.
Daddy Chill.
Damn, Daniel. Daddy Chill.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it.
I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And the nominees for Best Documentary Short Story Arc are the Golden Mike / Turdy Awards, If I Were You. The Copyright Infringement Tiff with the Music Industry, No Joke. Lakers Free Agency, Buckets. And The Audit, the HeadGum Podcast. This one's actually an audience choice award, so I guess you guys just fucking figure it out.
We're the audience.
We vote.
I like the music industry. Tiff's pretty funny.
Yeah, no joke for Spotify. We could do that.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Do that.
I almost wonder if The Audit might kind of want to take it home.
Yeah. So one for The Audit and three for No Joke. It seems like it's
we haven't
nearly unanimous.
this whole thing is a filibuster.
Al G.
Damn, Daniel.
All right. Yeah. The Gosker goes to No Joke. Copyright infringement, music industry, cease and desist, that whole thing. Speech.
Just want to thank all of the artists that we've played on the podcast that have gotten us into all of this trouble with the legal team at Spotify. I'm waiting to be interrupted any minute now by a loud orchestra in 3, 2, 1.
He's almost too pissed
awards are like more important than others, Billy, so like you have to give the documentary category some more time to because there's like a social cause behind it.
I feel like normally that's not even on the broadcast, but
all right, so yeah, I can tell the story behind it real quick.
Yeah, let's hear.
All right, yeah, so No Joke has been playing music on our podcast illegally for years now, and it's finally caught up to us, and lawyers are coming at us willy-nilly left and right. We are buried under legal papers. People want to tear our podcast down to the ground, and we fought back valiantly, and we're going to win this war, folks, and that is the subcategory and the subplot of why we won this year's Goskers.
Great story.
That's pretty good. The nominees for Best Visual Effects are small pool to choose from because there aren't a lot of shows that have visual effects, but the nominee is the HeadGum Podcast, and the Gosker, now you got me saying it, goes to
the HeadGum
Podcast.
What were the visual effects?
It's interesting, and I'm glad you asked, actually. So this Gosker does go to me. Because what I'll often do is, because basically the workflow is I do the assembly cut of these shows. I send it to Ferris, Manshi, ideally, but if there's another one in the room, Anna, or otherwise, we can send it to them. And then I go into After Effects, I do the assembly cut, send it to Ferris. As Ferris is mixing, mastering, etc., adding the sax in, all of that stuff, making it really sound great. I'm basically creating some kind of visualizer. I'm in After Effects and I'm like doing some kind of desktop screensaver that matches the audio. And so it'll sometimes be
cut us off after like 2 seconds and now you're fucking waxing for over a minute.
Desktop screensavers. Also that like we've never seen these. So I'm interested in seeing this because it's the first I've heard of it.
The issue is that I don't have a lot of RAM. And every time I'm like so close to fucking finishing it, and my computer crashes, no autosave.
It's the virus that we were talking about earlier.
All right.
Jeff.
Yep.
Jeff, you know you could just like buy yourself a trophy. Like there are trophy stores. You could just buy yourself a trophy. This all feels like just like really long roads to try and get you to feel like a winner occasionally.
Have you guys ever bought a trophy for atrophy?
For what?
For atrophy.
For like the body breaking down?
Like this podcast breaking down because you guys aren't bringing enough to the table.
Sort of a nice save, but ultimately the question wasn't good.
He got excited because the word atrophy is a trophy, just with no space between the A and the T. Mm-hmm. And he just got really excited.
But it's not a double entendre. It's just a single entendre.
It's nothing at all.
It's a zero-sum word.
Watch me squish these words. The Jeffrey James story.
The nominees for Best Podcast to Be to Hear are Cod Griddle Griddle. Every week, Adol Rafi, APC, and Aaron Keith grill Krill and just sort of wax. Mac Thruster Video. Less of a podcast, more of a home sex tape. This is a video of Mac McClung thrusting his hips into a masturbatory device. Jake the Nation. Follow host Jake Hurwitz as he attempts to become his own country. Not another Amir and Billy podcast. Oh, great. It's another show hosted by Amir and Billy. All Final Fantasy Everything, a podcast where the hosts are only allowed to talk about all things Square Enix. Gilmore Security Guys, hosts Demi Adejuibe and Kevin Porter discuss every single home equipped with a home security system by Gilmore Security. Punch Up a Ham. Listen as host
Stop!
Dwayne.
Shut the like, fuck up. Enough. Stop talking. It would have gone on forever.
Right.
We get it. Different words can be substituted for titles and shows mashed together. Just fucking choose a winner and move on.
Amir has to rush out of here to get his vaccine shot, and Jeffrey James is just saying, punch up a ham. Amir is staring at his watch. He needs
how
to go.
How many did you have? Because everyone had three, maybe four, and I think I heard like 10.
Three more if you want to hear them.
Fine, lightning round. Go through them quick.
Red eyes. Jeffrey James cries while talking about his chronic dry eye symptoms. Girls on Corn. Hosts Laura and Rachel salaciously gab about ears. A Normal Feeling. Betsy and Marcy talk to guests about their experience without the paranormal. And the Gosker goes to Jake the Nation!
That's great. That's what I wanted to win, to be honest.
I feel like Jake.
What was the Mac McClung one?
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
thrusting his hips at some sort of.
Yeah. What was that one?
Next time, listen, but I'll say it this once. It's Mac Thruster Video. So it's less of a podcast, more of a home sex tape. It's actually a video of Mac McClung thrusting his hips into a fleshlight.
He's a college basketball player, and it's deeply inappropriate for Jeffrey to be talking about this right now. He's a kid.
He's 21.
No, he's not.
He's not. Really. You said that confidently, like you say everything else, but there was nothing behind it.
I think Jake the Nation could be actually pretty interesting. It would almost be like a Anthony Bourdain-style travel show where Jake travels to different countries, talks to diplomats, tries the food, and tries to concoct his own country and become it.
Yeah, sign me up.
Mm-hmm. We have one last
category.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the nominee for Best Podcast on the HeadGum Network.
Whoa.
The big one.
Whoa. The nominee is, thereby also the winner, is Why Won't You Date Me with Nicole freaking Byer. I mean, I think we all knew that it was going to be this one. The funniest show on the network. The best.
She left.
What's that?
Yeah.
That show went to Team Coco. Nicole's still a host on HeadGum with newcomers.
Here's what I'll say.
That show specifically. Like, she can still win.
This is for up to 2020, right?
Oh, I see.
Technically, we could take this award.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's like she was on the network
up until 2021. That's true.
So I don't really know. Jeff's making a confused face, but it's unclear what he's confused about.
You're such a handsome guy. He can make some of the ugliest faces.
He's starting to pontificate again.
When he thinks, it gets ugly.
Here we go.
I just feel like there's no loyalty anymore. Like LeBron changes teams willy-nilly.
Not really.
Everyone went to the Nets. And
he didn't.
I just feel like now everybody's going to fucking Team Coco. So I don't know who the hero and the villain is in any story. I guess we're all a little bit of both. Duality of man.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Sort of.
This has been the first annual Headcademy Gumwards. Thank you to our sponsors, BetterHelp, Honey. This isn't of the Head Goskers. This is just the sponsors of the show. I just like can't thank them enough for the support of this show specifically. Separate thought. Everyone's staring at me. I've made $4,500 off of Dogecoin in the past 72 hours, and I don't know what I'm gonna spend it on. Welcome to Dozier Those!
I was honestly, I was so excited. I thought this was going to be like an E after Oscars.
Yeah, that whole award show was just a segment, and now we're shifting as if that entire thing didn't happen. That was just like one game of a longer episode.
No, Dozier Those is an E style entertainment after party. Unbelievable. Welcome to E. Now we can kind of, you know, unbutton your top button for a second, relax, have a scotch.
None of us are wearing ties.
What did we think about everyone's outfits at the Head Oscar Awards? Frankly, I think everyone was looking a little schlubby other than Jeff.
Yeah, sure, I'll give you that. You prepared, you're wearing a tie and a full suit.
You knew it was coming. We had no idea. We're all just wearing shirts.
Yeah, that's true. I just, maybe the heads up would have been enough for you guys to dress up.
I wouldn't have anyways.
It's almost a round table. What do we think about the awards? Do we think, were there any snubs of nominations or wins?
Did Jeff get robbed by Billy on more than one occasion?
I think a highlight was Billy winning multiple awards. That was great. We really enjoyed that.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice to see. I just wish that it didn't have to be
a surprise by any means, but it's nice to see that people are giving the awards to the right people, for
sure. Thank you,
America. It's nice that you got the awards. I just wonder if maybe it would have been better if it wasn't at others' expense.
That's how award ceremonies work.
Yeah.
Which it's really clear that you don't quite understand that, but I'll give it to you anyway.
My note is I think there should have been a Strife Time Achievement Award.
What's that?
That's an award that would go to Marika for having to deal with nonsense all the time from me.
You could have done
and
it.
Your note is to yourself. Yeah,
I know, but what I'm saying is that it didn't happen. So you, I don't want you to think, and I'd be actually remiss if you did, that you are an award winner. Because the truth of the matter is there was no Strife Time.
One of the upsets for sure was the lack of awards for me, or even nominations. Like I think I could have been nominated,
consider this part of the Entertainment Tonight style after party, but just for the sake of argument, I wonder if we could do this game where it's like, Doge are those, and it's like, what are those? But it's, would you rather have X amount of Dogecoin or this other thing? And that's the game. And then it has to do with the Head Goskers.
So it is a game. You tried to sneak it in as like an after party. But
yeah,
you keep saying
the ET after party because you heard me say it once.
There's no way that was planned. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Doge are those.
Would you rather have 1,000?
We should have called you out on that. Yeah, here we go. We're going straight into the game.
It's on the rise, much like the brioche that I have in the oven upstairs. Would you rather have 1,000 Dogecoin or a pair of Jordan 1's Chicago colorway? And then this is part
Jordan
of
Jordan 1's Chicago. I'm not going to say Doge because I don't want fake money that's on the internet, I think.
Okay.
I'll take the shoes too, I guess.
Yeah, okay. For sure. Definitely for sure. The sneakers.
For sure. And then the $5,000 or $5,000?
$5,000 easily.
$5,000, yeah.
No
Doge,
question.
You said it's worth what? Less than half a dollar.
33 cents when I checked last. So yeah, the $5,000 would be 1,600, but it would be with the up, yeah, potential upside of millions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'll take the $5,000
and
you know, buy
it
Doge.
Normally.
Yeah. Or yeah. When it goes down, I'll have more than 5,000 Doge instantly. Yeah. I'll have 15,000 Doge. So your question is 5,000 or 15,000? 15,000 more. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next question.
For sure.
10,000 Doge.
Oh, God. When all you need is a knife.
Or a 3-day weekend vacation in Lake Tahoe.
3-day weekend vacation.
In Lake Tahoe.
Obviously that one. Okay. Would love to go on any vacation.
Well,
ever.
I have both of these. Scheduled.
What do you have
you
scheduled?
You have 10,000 Doge scheduled.
To
buy it when it hits a dollar, yeah.
Why That'll are you buying you it so when it money. Costs more money?
If you think it's going to hit a dollar, buy now.
Yeah.
I sunk all my money into the 3-day vacation, so I have to wait for my next paycheck to put it into the Doge.
Got it.
25,000 Doge, or being verified on Twitter, which none of us are.
Being verified on Twitter, for sure.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And let's just, let
I'll
me.
Take the, I'll take the Doge.
Yeah, at this Whoa. Point, it's like $8,000.
$8,000, yeah. Yeah. I would take being verified because you can parlay that into different financially viable scenarios that it's like, would you rather have the milk or would you rather have the cow? 100,000. And remember, this is all like an ET style after party. So just get the energy out.
No, it's not. It is not an ET style.
One of the things I think that we kind of all saw coming for the Head Goskers was Jeff not winning any awards and then making us feel guilty about it.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's an after party. 100,000 Doge or the best head of your life?
Jesus Christ. We can't talk about sexual shit on the podcast. It's incredibly...
It's hypothetical.
It's illegal, really. Right. It's not just inappropriate. It's more than that.
Okay, yes. A million Doge or COVID to be gone today. And keep in mind, a million Doge... That's $300,000.
Obviously.
I'm going to wipe out COVID.
Really?
Because yeah, that'll save countless lives.
Okay, but think about it this way. You would get the $300,000 in your bank account today, and COVID's going to end regardless. Like, we're going to win the fight.
Prove it. Guarantee me right now that we're going to win the fight.
Because Marjorie Taylor Greene told me to. She said, work out and you'll be fine.
She's a QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Sorry, a billion Doge or... And keep in mind, that's $3 million.
More.
$300 million.
Yeah. For sure, more.
You never hear from me again.
$300 million, yeah. Obviously.
Really?
Of course.
Yeah, I'll
so
take
much
the
money.
$300 million.
I'll pay to have you killed for half that.
Wow. I'm glad to know that the bounty would be $150 million. That means that I'm special.
Right.
This has been an absolute head gosker of a time. I don't know what else to say. I mean, this was... I'm starving because I haven't eaten today. And so much of that has to do with the fact that this was the Head Goskers, and I had to fit into this suit.
I think the next Goskers should have an in memoriam for podcasts that have left the network.
Oh, that's pretty
that's
good.
A good idea.
Saying goodbye.
Yeah, I was going to do that. I was going to do that.
That's cool.
I was going to do that.
He didn't.
Okay.
The tip still stands.
I lost track of time and wrote this whole episode in the 41 minutes before we recorded.
I'm surprised it took that long. It was gibberish. A lot of it could have been nonsense scribbled in like 30 seconds or less.
I also had a change.
So what?
I am sick and tired of these episodes ending with the energy that's currently in the Zoom.
It's like, you.
I don't understand.
It's your energy.
I came in with such joy. Like, I was so fucking on fire. And part of this whole thing was to legitimize me as an awards show host. So much to the point that maybe I would host the Streamies next, and then the Webbies, and then the Emmys, back to the Head Goskers, just for fun. Suddenly I have A-list celebrity friends. Maybe they host a show, maybe they win the Head Gosker, I don't know. This all ties back into the fact that we are all on the same team, and we all have one common goal, which is to make good audio, mm-hmm. and I think that's what we've done here mm-hmm. today. And we've celebrated the best of the best.
Definitely dream big, man.
Congrats.
No need to dream big because the reality is the dream and it's already big.
That's beautiful.
He's proud of himself.
That's also good.
Plugs!
Thank you.
What do we have going on? What do you guys want to point the people to? Any projects you have, shows, potential future Head Gosker nominated or winning episodes? Billy, let's start with you.
He's like that lorem ipsum typing that just like comes out of a screen where it's like, If you don't look at it, it looks like, I'm sure those are words,
that's
but if
right.
you like focus just enough, you're like, that doesn't make any sense at
no.
all.
That's
no,
a really good comparison.
Yeah. Al G, you could check out my Head Gummy and Head Gosker winning podcast, No Joke, with Adam Lustig, and listen to me and Amir talk basketball on Buckets. Thank you.
Yeah, our podcast, of course, I think it's been nominated now twice for a Head Gosker and once for a Head Gummy. So you can listen to that and Buckets and stuff. Appreciate your time and your patronage. Keep up the good work, Marika and Billy. I think we all did good this episode. We all learned a lot and our patience was tested, but we reached the end of this mental workout and I think we're all stronger for it.
Would you say we learned a lot or that we learned a gosk?
Sorry, Billy was talking. What'd you say?
Yeah, I was going to piggyback off of Amir for a second. I just wanted to acknowledge how great Marika is on this show. She is the reason I come back.
Great straight.
I listen to this show often. We know that the gimmick is that Jeff is going to try his hardest to get under our skin. She is, you cannot get in her way. Marika is a stud and she is the reason I watch. And I compliment you, Marika, and your performance, whether you acknowledge yourself as a performer or not, you're very much my favorite performer on this show. Kudos.
Billy, thank you so much. Really means a lot. And even though I was not nominated for any Head Gummy or Head Gosker, it feels like an award to me. So thank you.
It probably means more because it came from a real man and not just, you're a cork. You're a cork, man. You're a termite. You're a nothing child. You're cotton candy.
Meaning?
Dentists hate you.
That's good. That's why you're like cotton candy, because dentists hate you.
Every dentist hates you.
What? Yeah, I'm trying to imagine like Jeff at the dentist, just like waxing about Steely Dan for like 5 minutes. They're trying to clean his teeth.
They under Novocaine me. Anesthetize.
Marika, any plugs?
Marika, any plugs?
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd at Marika Elon. Subscribe to the HeadGum newsletter, which is a monthly little email blast that we're sending out. That's pretty fun. You can do that on the HeadGum website, headgum.com.
We didn't dox anybody, so I would be remiss if we didn't. We should say that the next HeadGum office might be at. And we're not sure yet, but we do have an offer in, and we'll see.
Obviously cannot say any of that.
Marty should not tell you this information ever.
I told Marty. I was the one who made the offer.
Yeah. So it's not an offer.
It's an offer if it's put in.
You don't have access to any paperwork.
Okay, I don't know the financials exactly, but I'm sure we'll make it work.
No.
You buy a commercial building on accident.
Thank you guys so much for coming to the first annual Academy Gum Awards, Head Academy Gum Awards, Oscars.
Beautiful run.
Thank you to Ferris Manchi, as always. Thank you to Billy Scafuri for joining us. Thank you to Amir Shmuel Blumenfeld for joining us. Thank you to Marika Brownlee for joining us on the sax. And I guess we should go out with a bang, go out with a sax. Sax!
What happened to Flip Diesel?
Flip Diesel is taking a break from Hollywood. She, this is Felicity Diesel. It's hard.
Felicity Diesel.
It's hard when you get fast tracked to fame because you end up living in the wrong places amongst the wrong crowd. I'm talking like in one of those really fancy houses on like the Bird Streets, you know, above Soho House, West Hollywood, where you're just going to Saddle Ranch, not only every weekend but like with reckless abandon, and so.
Are we still rolling? I stop?
This is the show. This is the show.
So ended.
Yeah, I'm going to end it.
Amir needs to get his vaccine.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Follow HeadGum across platforms at HeadGum. And we'll see you guys again next week with a less exciting episode. Let's be honest. It's not going to be the Head Oscars.
Good tease. Yeah.
Yeah. Solid sell.
Tax.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.